Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mr. Hauser is here. Let me also remind you, it's a Tuesday during the Twins season, and that means it's Twins Ticket Tuesday, as always presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. Not now, but later this hour. Third caller wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Red Sox. Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, and Don Zimmer will lead the crew to Met Stadium. Tom is here. Tom, like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Chad, and you, the Twins, I wish those were the Red Sox who were going to be here.
Yeah, that would be better.
More entertaining than what we're currently seeing from our Minnesota Twins.
That is correct. Let's get to State Senator Nicole Mitchell and the fact she's now been charged with first-degree burglary. Broke into her stepmother's home where her stepmother and father live. She is telling us that she wanted belongings from her father, and there were no communications between her and her stepmother, and she made this horrible decision. Let's get to identifying the party first, because this has become a debate, including some prominent former Republicans who are mad at some media outlets because some media outlets did not identify her as a Democrat. What is your policy on stories like this? How soon do you believe within the story you should identify, in this case, a Democrat, or in another case, a Republican?
Well, I don't know of any outlet who didn't identify her as a Democrat, but some mostly anonymous people in the Twitterazzi class just cannot stand the fact that the letters DFL were not in the headline.
Yep.
It just said state senator. But then if you read the story, and again, many people in the Twitterazzi, either incapable or unwilling to actually click on the story and read it, would see that within the first five words, you see DFL
yeah.
Woodbury. The story here is that it's a state senator. It could be a Republican. It could be a Democrat. In this case, it happens to be a Democrat. If it were a Republican, we wouldn't have done it any differently. It's a state senator,
yep.
Somebody who represents the people of Minnesota, and that is what was most important.
The responses from the leaders by party, if the state senator was a Republican, and I suggested to you the words would be completely reversed from every leader, do you agree with me?
Yeah, I mean, are they each responding exactly the way you would expect the other party to respond if the shoe was on the other foot? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. So Mark Johnson, yeah. Who's calling for her resignation, and Aaron Murphy was saying, hey, due process, If she was a Republican, it would be the exact opposite, in my view.
Yes, meaning, yeah, they would say the same things about each other. If like I said, if the shoe were on the other foot. But in this case, you know, we know it's a DFL senator, and that's who's involved. And, you know, people in this polarized age in which we live, people are just so focused. God, I hope it's a Republican, or God, I hope it's a Democrat,
yep.
Because they just can't get beyond the polarization. The fact of the matter is, it's a state senator. The party, obviously, is important to identify, but it's not the story. It's the fact that a sitting senator engaged in this kind of conduct.
Yep.
And that's the important thing. What adds to it is the fact that the Senate is controlled by Democrats by exactly one vote.
Yeah, let's get
that. That would be, in this case, her vote. And so it takes on added importance, but people just have to get beyond, you know, the gotcha, because this could – all the Republicans saying, why don't you put DFL? Why are those not the first three letters of your tweet? This could easily have been a Republican. And in many cases, it's been Republicans. In many cases, it's been Democrats. And it just – you got me all fired up again, Chad.
Yeah, I mean, you're fired up. Twitter Nazis and incapable clicking.
I think the Twitterazzi is what I called them.
Yeah.
But you could call them.
I think we had an idea where you were hinting. Okay, the session ends when?
May 20th.
Okay. Will anything happen with the state senator, in your view, regarding her responsibilities before May 20th?
Well, that is hard to say. Her next court appearance is not until June 10th. So she had that'll be, you know, roughly 3 weeks after the session is over. She will be waiting for this case to play itself out. So there is nothing in Senate rules that say she cannot go back and serve in the Senate while her case is being adjudicated.
Is there any recent precedent, Tom, where someone faced maybe not the identical charge, but a comparable charge, the session was still going on and what they did? Because I'm assuming most of the time, until another hearing takes place, until sentencing takes place, that most of the time the individuals continue with the responsibility. Am I right?
Yes, and they continue under a cloud, of course.
For sure.
It's not great for the DFL brand, obviously. And even though the Senate is not up for re-election this year, it is a DFLer. So people, especially the Twitterazzi, paint all of them with the same brush, and many voters might do the same thing. And so it's not good for the DFL brand, just like it wouldn't be good for the Republican brand if it was one of them. There have been examples. I'm not going to get into all the names of all the people over the years, but we had a Republican, I think it was a state senator, who was accused of domestic abuse. We've had, I believe it was a state representative who was accused of shoplifting. We've had one, I think it was a state senator who was passing bad checks, thousands of dollars worth of bad checks up to the felony level. All of these have been treated in different ways, and some happened during session, some not during the session. So it's kind of all over the board. From the research I was able to do this morning, I don't believe anybody has ever been expelled from the House or Senate for something like this, but many have resigned, or at least I should say several have resigned just before an expulsion vote was going to take place. And there have been cases where there have been expulsion votes, and like in the House, it takes a supermajority. I think it's like 90 votes. They got up to 80 votes, but they didn't quite get to the level.
But in this case, we're not heading this way, are we?
No. Well, not at this point. I mean,
yeah.
the Senate GOP.
From what we know,
Mark Johnson.
Yep.
He has called for her to resign immediately.
Yes.
Part of the reason for that is and keep in mind, she is presumed innocent until the courts say otherwise. But in the criminal complaint, she is quoted as saying to police officers,
"I'm not good at this.
I'm not good at this.
Yeah, yeah."
And so, and she's caught head to toe in black clothing.
She did
police.
This.
She left her home at 1 a.m. Got there at 4:30 or whatever. Yeah. I mean, she did it. And I think one point that the Republicans made that I think will resonate with people is that it's not a short drive to Detroit Lakes.
No.
She had 3.5 hours to think, you know, this is probably not a great idea. Yeah. And then she went ahead and did it anyway, according to the criminal complaint. So that's going to be a problem for her.
Yeah. I mean, for the audience just tuning in, and you're busy too, I spent 2 segments last hour talking about the merits of the case and also how complicated it is, personal feelings, you know, when emotions get in, would people ever make this decision, all the while emphasizing this is criminal behavior. This is absolutely criminal behavior. When grief's involved, when emotions are involved, you may make dubious decisions. Many of us have done that before. But in this case, this is a burglary. This is her basically admitting that she did it. Now, does she deserve her time in court and to defend herself? Obviously, she does. One more thing on this, then I want to pause and get to other matters. As long as she does not step away and they have this slim majority, does this slow the Democrats down in any – it doesn't slow them down numerically, but just with the talk of this story, the perception of this story, when we get to what is accomplished within the next month or so, does it change anything?
I don't think that it really does. They are going to need her vote on some things. But remember, they technically don't need to do anything this session. It's generally considered a bonding bill session. They'll probably pass a bonding bill of a little less than $1 billion, but that doesn't just need a one-vote majority. That needs a coalition of Republicans and Democrats in order to pass that. So her vote is not crucial there. It's not a budget year. Like last year, this would have been even worse timing because of all the things they were trying to pass that ended up passing 34 to 33. There's nothing that has to be done. There may be some things Democrats want to do this year that might get a little more complicated, but as far as I can tell now, as long as she doesn't resign, they should still have her vote.
We'll put Tom on hold. We'll bring Tom back and get to other matters. What else might get accomplished before the session is done?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Channel 5, Channel 45, that's where you check out Tom's excellent work. He's with us. It's 24 past 2. Okay, you know what's coming because the texts have already come in. Sports gambling, where are we at? What's going on? What's the likelihood it's going to pass?
That is the single most asked about piece of legislation of this session, bar none.
Yeah.
I will get to the answer on to that in just a moment, but you were asking about fallout from the Nicole Mitchell situation. Here, just while we were on in that first segment, I got a news release from two DFL state senators who were supposed to have a news conference tomorrow about University of Minnesota labor rights legislation.
Okay.
Total surprise, they have postponed that news conference to a later date because they know all the media will ask about is what about your colleague, Senator Nicole Mitchell? And they are not wrong about what we would ask about. We would have dutifully covered the other thing they're talking about, but that's why we were talking before about could it get a little awkward, for the DFL legislators. That's just one example of how.
Now, can I just briefly chime in on that also? How about a little courage and just do your damn job and answer a couple questions? You know, keep following up on what you're supposed to do. Answer questions. Guess what? When you have that job, maybe you'll create a scenario in this hypothetical state senator rep that will cause some awkwardness, or you'll have to answer about a colleague. It's part of the deal. Stop running and hiding.
And the story isn't going away in the next, by Thursday or by Friday.
Nope.
Her next court date is June 10th. You will likely hear about it a lot between now and June 10th. So I agree with you. Sadly, we don't see that kind of courage very often,
frankly,
from either party.
Yes.
When one of their own is in trouble.
Listen, can I stand this for a little bit? I mean, Joe Biden is invisible from answering questions, positively invisible. The president of the United States, who used to sleep at the Meet the Press studios or outside Face the Nation, Joe Biden was everywhere. And there was another Axios report where he's going to be the only president in I don't know how long who hasn't sat down with one extensive New York Times, Washington Post interview. And yes, his opponent, who I don't know if you've heard, is involved in a trial right now. He offers up his commentary in and out of court. But when he makes himself available, it's home team coverage also. So it's all across the country. Politicians who don't have to talk to us incessantly, but should make themselves available, not just to, add context to your story or add content here, but it's a part of providing a responsibility to their job and providing information. And it's only going to get worse. It's sad, and it's not a requirement, but they're shrinking from a valid responsibility.
And I would add to that, but I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yep.
Of course, I'm all for transparency and openness in government.
Yeah.
Sadly, we don't always see it.
Nope.
Now back to sports betting.
Yeah, for sure.
I had the Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson and the House Majority Leader Jamie Long on Ed Issue this past Sunday.
Yep.
I asked them the question, okay, yes or no, is sports betting going to pass this year? Of course, they gave me an option I did not give them, maybe, and I think one of them said 50-50. So I think that's where it's at, is at 50-50. And I'm telling you, they're on the margins, this issue has some legs when it comes to election time, because our polling shows sports betting to be very popular in terms of at least 54 to 55% think it should be legalized. And if it doesn't happen again, and we're the only one of our the states that surround us, who does not have it in some form, you know, on the margins, it could impact some elections. So that's going to be fascinating. But what has complicated everything is this historical horse racing issue and the Racing Commission approving that, because the tracks are, the horse tracks are desperate to get something that they don't see them getting out of the sports betting bill. In other words, a near monopoly on it for the Native American tribes. The House bill only offered the tracks a total of $625,000 a year to split. I mean, when we're talking about millions at stake, and the Senate bill was a little more generous. I forget the exact, it's in the millions, 3 million, 6 million, I can't remember. But still, even they don't even think that's enough to keep these tracks viable. So that is what has complicated the entire thing. And then there's the bills about no, you know, in-game betting, which is where a lot of the handle comes from.
Correct.
If you can't bet on what goes on within a game, a lot of people go, well, I'm just going to keep doing it on the black market like I've been doing for years. And so this is a long-winded way of saying it's 50-50 at best, and they've got a little less than a month to figure it out.
Give me one other bill which is going to pass which will affect the lives of people listening right now.
You know, there is a major bill making more than 100 changes to the cannabis law that will impact the ability of people to get licenses to sell it, which, of course, will impact the ability of people to buy it. And so that is one major bill. And then there's a couple of others that will affect smaller numbers of people, but no less important, including one end-of-life legislation. Essentially, should people be allowed to end their own lives if they're terminally ill? That is a smaller group of people, yet it involves, I guess, potentially thousands of families in Minnesota. So those are a couple of the things. There are no major budget bills. Well, I guess one other I could name. The emergency medical services people in greater Minnesota say they are in crisis. If you have a grandmother or grandfather living in greater Minnesota and they have a heart attack, there is no telling how long it might take an ambulance or paramedics to get to them because they are in such dire straits. They say they need $120 million dollars just to put a Band-Aid on this. So far, the governor and Democrats in the House and Senate are offering $16 million. So that's another big issue that's still out there.
Are the Republicans pushing for a higher number on that particular issue?
Yes, they are. And but again, they have no power.
Yeah,
so
right.
they can push for it. There's some disagreement on whether they need the whole 120 now, but there seems to be pretty near unanimous agreement they need more than $16 million to keep afloat in a lot of these small cities and townships.
Seems like something that 100% should happen. Always appreciate it, sir. We will chat soon.
Okay. Thanks, Chad.
Tom Hauser, excellent reporting as always. Check him out tonight, Channel 545 and on this show on a regular basis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!